headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue
and light. That is legit one of my favorite sayings I've ever heard. Bleed blue and by the way, where was I? Someone at the RV, someone at GoPSU RV said that to me. And someone else said that to me recently. Like, I was somewhere and they're like, you know, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Like, it's catchy. It's catching on. That should be their international slogan, even if you're not a Penn State fan. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
Also,
I
for
love it.
DUI sobriety checkpoints, maybe just make the person say that really fast twice. And if they can, much like Andy Shea can.
I have to say it every week. I got it every week. Well, that was Kevin came up with that, by the way. So that's good marketing. So Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, our final quarter this week, which means it is the preview of the Penn State Rutgers game. We're going to make our predictions shortly. Nittany Lions are 7-3. Rutgers is 1-9. Noon kickoff, High Point Solution Stadium in Piscataway, New Jersey. The line is 28 was the latest I saw. Penn State is a 28-point favorite, and the over-under is 52.5. That over-under feels under. But anyway.
What do you mean? You think it feels low, or you think the game
feels
going to
like
go
the game's
under?
Going to be less than 52 total points.
52 kind of might require two to tango, because Penn State hasn't scored since Illinois, right? They haven't gone off since Illinois.
So during the James Franklin era, they played four times.
Okay.
13-10. 35-6 last year, 39-0 2 years ago, and 28-3 the year that Barkley went off, in a night game. So it hasn't even come close, really, to 50. That's just a little foreshadowing for you guys.
So before we get started, just Rutgers, they're just terrible. I mean, unfortunately, there's no other way to put it. They're playing
a true
freshman at quarterback.
I don't understand.
Offensively, they're really bad.
But I thought last year they were starting to come around a little bit, right?
Like last I don't know that I've ever seen a score or a game or a recap, or it kind of gave me the thought that maybe Chris Ash was turning the corner. Honestly, I just don't think they have enough athletes, and they have some of the weirdest criminal stories out of that place.
They got one this year too.
Between him, not him, but Kyle Flood, I just don't. It's hard to buy Rutgers stock in the Big Ten. It just is, and I'm just not sure that this is the coach that's going to get them turned around.
They're particularly bad offensively. You said, why were they their best players that ended up being they won three games last year, I think. Their best players last year ended up being emerged as their seniors, the ones that could make a difference and actually put some points on the board, so that everybody's younger this year. Their average,
what year is this fresh?
This is fourth.
This is fourth year.
Oh, yeah. So that's probably it for him.
I would hope so.
He has seven wins right now, and this is his fourth year. He has seven wins, and this is his fourth year. They're averaging 274 yards and 14 points a game offensively. They're at the very bottom or near the very bottom, 123 and 129 respectively. Their offensive line's bad. The one kid, Blackshear is a decent guy, but he's their leading running back and their leading receiver.
Is that the kid from Archbishop Wood?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. You know what is the biggest indictment of the Big Ten West? Northwestern almost lost to these guys.
That was
like
one of my
18-16.
18-15. And it was October 20th.
And they lost to Akron, man. They lost to Akron, and they're going to the Big Ten title game.
They did lose to Akron, yeah. And they almost lost
Northwestern
to
did.
Yeah, Northwestern. Yeah. Northwestern.
And guess what? I did an Akron game where UB beat them by like 25, 30 points.
Right.
So I called that game. Akron's not very good. That's amazing. You know, in fairness, they had three defensive touchdowns in that game. Like, it was a fluky game, but still, it counts.
So they went with the freshman at quarterback, Sitkowski. He's thrown for 1,140 yards this year in 10 games. He's got four touchdowns, I think, and 16 interceptions.
It's a good ratio just the other way. Just if you could just flip that.
The real indictment is when you watch their offensive line. I mean, oh, man. I mean, you thought Penn State's offensive line in 14 and 15 and those years were bad. This one is markedly worse than anything I've ever seen out of Penn State in the last decade. And we thought we saw some bad offensive line play.
So, Ross, if you're Jim Delaney, how much do you, what are your thoughts on the decision to add Rutgers to the conference? And maybe is there anything positive that's come out of this addition? Or do you think if he had to do it all over again, he'd walk it back?
You'd have to tell me the economics. I mean, from a strictly football standpoint, or
I just can't see it.
It's been a disaster. Yeah. But getting Rutgers got them the New York TV market for the Big Ten Network, and it's probably worth it.
By the way,
from a conference standpoint, is it that bad to have some crappy teams in there?
Well, if they're going to – but at least I would want a team that maybe once every 3 or 4 years they could build towards something. This team, I don't see them ever.
Okay, is it different than Illinois?
Well, I mean, I do remember when Illinois went to the Rose Bowl and used to beat Penn State once in a while. It wasn't that long ago. It was a decade ago. They did get a couple of good players. I mean, Rutgers is two.
Well, a decade ago, Rutgers was good.
Rutgers is 2-20.
Greg Schiano.
Rutgers is 2-26 against Penn State, and a lot of the games have been not good. Yeah. I just don't.
I guess I would say you need some bad teams too. you need some. Wow, I had another analogy I was going to use there.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Not on the radio. Not doing it.
Not going to do it. The other thing.
But
about,
they do.
If we're talking about Penn State and Rutgers, so let's talk about the one thing Rutgers can do half respectably is they do play a little bit of defense.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense and right now Penn State's offense isn't necessarily lighting it up. I see that's the matchup where if Penn State's going to kind of move in a direction like they were earlier in the year, it's not going to be as easy as you think against this team, but Rutgers' offense is so bad that they're going to get plenty of opportunities against that team. Do you see Penn State's offense capable of scoring 40 points again?
And I don't think they will, but I mean, it just depends on how generous Rutgers is with the football. I don't see how Penn State doesn't just stick with the run and try and beat these guys up and wear them down. And then throw some passes off of the run. I mean, you saw they can run the ball.
Right.
They can run the ball when the offensive line's playing well and they commit to Miles. Get Kamler involved. I don't see how this is going to be a close game. The weather's not supposed to be a factor. I just think that Rutgers is just not equipped, I don't think, to stay with this Penn State team. I know I said the same thing about Penn State, Michigan State about 6 weeks ago, but I think this is completely different.
It's funny you mentioned it depends on how generous Rutgers is with the football. They're bottom five in FBS.
Well, there you go.
In turnover margin, they have one of the worst.
They would honestly be better off if they ran the ball three straight plays every series and then punted it. If you look at their statistics, the games would be closer if they arguably took a knee three straight plays and then punted it away.
Not that Michigan kind of leans on you and runs away from you. They weren't running away from Rutgers.
I think Michigan might have been a little distracted.
They might have been.
They put it on one of the revenge game recipients, and they just kind of they probably played their C game, and they won by 35. They only let one. They give up one big play.
Your Big Ten West champions were in a dogfight with this team 3 weeks ago.
I love that. He's how you said that. You're Big Ten West champion. Or Big Ten West champion.
That's what they are. I mean,
by the way, whoever plays them is going to annihilate them. Ohio State or Michigan?
Oh, it's going to be Michigan, right? It has to be Michigan.
Hey, it's to be determined. We'll see.
They gave Notre Dame a game until the fourth quarter a couple weeks ago.
They did. Yeah.
I mean,
I think that what you're saying is they play it to the level of a competition like no other team in Big Ten history.
Northwestern's always been that way, right? Yeah.
Like no matter who you roll a Division II team out there, it'll probably be a game in the fourth quarter. But they play Ohio State, it'll probably be a game in the fourth quarter too.
Can you see Rutgers score more than a touchdown or two this game?
They're not going to hit 20 points.
Definitely not.
I'll just tell you now, it's 31-0 Penn State. You just teed me up. I don't see them scoring at all. Not one score. Etor's going to eat. Sharif's going to eat.
I like that. Etor's going to eat.
He's going to eat a lot. And I just think that Miles is going to get his.
What's the weather looking like, Bobby Flo? That's important for my
old Greg Pickle
here.
Told me it's supposed to be around 50 at kickoff.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a nice day on Saturday.
Wow. And my bold prediction is Justin Shorter catches a long touchdown pass. He's going
to
play. And
That's who you wanted to talk about.
That's who I wanted to talk about. He plays. He scores.
How long is the – what do you think? Are you saying 60-plus yards, 50-plus yards?
I would just like it not to be a catch-and-run touchdown. I want to see them throw it to him. I want to see him run by somebody for about a 45-yarder, and then I think that Penn State will feel pretty good about their deep passing game going into 2019.
You know, there were snaps the other day where it was Shorter, Hamler, and Dotson.
That's the three for me.
And that could be the three receivers.
Daniel George is another interesting
guy.
3 years.
Okay. You want to make your prediction, Ross?
Might as well.
Sure.
Yeah, you may as well. I mean,
I'm going to go how about 32-1?
You are awful.
32-1.
You're awful.
Penn State 32.
Price has righted me again.
Rutgers 1. How does it work? No. Well, I can go 1. I can go 1. That extra point might come in handy there.
Is that an illegal score?
No. There is a way to get 1, isn't there? Wait a minute.
In the NFL, I think there is, but not in college.
In the NFL, you can get 1 if it's
this is what's known as Phil in the business.
No, I got a long prediction.
32-1. Go ahead, Andrew.
So
I want you. No, can you just make sure you have enough time for your bold prediction?
Yeah, we want to hear the bold prediction.
I don't have
all I care about is your bold prediction. That's all. Give the people what they want.
All right. So I want to put in that Penn State fans hate Ohio State, right? We know that. So this is a game where Rutgers, the few, the proud. Rutgers fans, you know, the few, the proud, the very few that they are, they hate Penn State, right? That's it. And the players know it. Uh-huh. So maybe earlier in the season there was a little more mustard in the game, but I still think whatever Rutgers has is its best. Penn State's going to get. I don't think Penn State's offense doesn't appear to me capable of like sort of smacking a team around and running a 20.
This is a save your job game for Ash. Win this game, he saves his job. They really do.
I haven't seen a 20-something point quarter in about 6 or 7 weeks. Miles Sanders will run the ball. They'll take advantage of a couple turnovers. I think Penn State stalls a little bit inside the 30s and kicks a few field goals. So Penn State's defense is the best of any phase right now. 30-3, Penn State.
That wow.
30?
I'm trapped. Three. Yeah, you guys Bob, have trapped me on Bob, both
Bob's,
sides.
Bob's in a bad spot
you
there
guys
now.
Are ridiculous.
All right. That'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Thank you, Bob.
You're
thank
terrible you, people.
I'm Andy Shea. For everyone at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.